You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Centre. For more information, visit www.lmc.org.au.
The other day I was sitting in church, a couple of weeks ago I was sitting in church, and I was looking up on the stage and I saw the highlighted word, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." And so I quickly just wanted to give you a couple of thoughts about why we need a Saviour. Luke 2:11, the Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. When we consider the time of Jesus' birth, the Jews were waiting for their Saviour. And as we just saw in that little excerpt, no one expected the Saviour to come in a manger. They were expecting a knight on a white horse to come in to slay the wicked people and to set heaven at rule. But God had different ideas. But God obviously knew that there was a need for a Saviour. So then why do we need a Saviour when many people, especially today, don't think they need saving? So I surveyed just a few handful of people and I asked them the question, why do we need a Saviour? And these are the responses that I got. These are the quick responses that I got. One of them was because people need something to hope for. One of the others was to give us confidence and strength. One of the others was we need rescuing and someone to walk through life with us, to set us free from sin. One of the others was we can't save ourselves because we're not good enough. We need a Saviour to pay the ultimate price for us, to pay the price of eternal separation and give us eternal togetherness. Someone said, why do we need one? And lastly, this is probably my favourite. We need a Saviour to be saved from doubting that God is actually for us and with us. So just before I give a couple of thoughts on why we need a Saviour, I just want to answer the question on what a Saviour actually means. Saviour in the Greek means, it comes from the word soter, and that means Saviour, but it also means deliverer, and it means preserver as well. The word deliverer suggests that as Christ the Saviour, we're saved from something and to or for something. So Christ came to save us from, you could call, eternal separation, to or for eternal life. That's one of the things. So I was lost, but now I'm found because of our Saviour or Deliverer. And here's just a couple of thoughts on why we need a Saviour. Firstly, we need a Saviour so we can have eternal life. John 3:16, and a lot of you would know this scripture, says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." So we're saved from eternal separation and delivered to eternal life with him. And everyone in this world has the option to be saved to eternal life. The Bible says that everyone has the option if we just believe. Genesis 3:22 and 23 says this, "Then the Lord God said, 'Look, the human beings have become like us, knowing both good and evil. What if they reach out and take fruit from the tree of life and eat it. Then they will live forever. See, back in the Garden of Eden, we hear a lot about what happened with Adam and Eve, that they ate the apple and they were given eternal separation from God. But God's mode was, we can't allow them to stay in the Garden of Eden, because if they do, they'll eat from the tree of life and live forever separated from God permanently. But God had other plans. He had his son that was going to come and save the world and bring back that relationship. See, eternity is often hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to have the concept of what eternity is. It's forever. It's never ending. It never ends. This life is a blink of an eye in what God sees. And he gives us the option in this life to spend eternity, that's forever, ever and ever and ever, with him. Saved from the fear of the unknown to being assured of our long-term future. Secondly, we need a saviour so we can have a better life. John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The other day I asked someone the question about why they need a saviour, and they began to tell me their story. And I'll just briefly tell you that they said they were saved in every way possible. Their life was a mess. They were born into an abusive, alcoholic family, and they said they had no hope until she found God. And she said, from that point onwards, things began to change. Now, not the whole family she came out of changed, but she never saw hope for her dad, who was abusive and alcoholic, along with many others in the family. But she found God. And she said, 2 weeks before the end of his life, they discovered that he'd actually made a commitment not long before then to Christ. So that was one change. But the other change was that she met a man and married a Christian man after becoming a Christian herself. All her kids and all her grandkids are connected with God since that point. And so when I asked, what have you been saved from? She said, well, I was saved from an abusive alcoholic situation to a life with God. And she said she couldn't have had a better life. And so God saves us. We need a saviour because God saves us to have a better life. A life revolved around God is better than just fitting God around your life. The third thing is, we need a saviour so we can have a relationship with the Father. John 14:16 says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. A few years ago, we had a guy come into our house who was looking at some finances with us, and he was going through some things and he wanted to know what we did, and so we explained it. And I saw a man get very, very upset about what he saw as a demand of how in Christianity you can only get to God through Jesus. He was offended about that, and he said, I just cannot follow that there is one way to God. And he was virtually banging his hand on the table saying, it's just wrong. It's wrong, and I can't follow that. And yet he missed the point. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. One of the things in this life that we need to understand is we're saved, we're delivered from no relationship with God to relationship with a Father. Nick preached earlier this year about the Lord's Prayer. And it says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." He wants relationship with a father. And so we're saved from a separation from God to a relationship with a father. He was so indignant that there was only one way to God and so concerned that he had to change his life in order to have that relationship that he missed the point. He totally missed the point. A free gift just by believing. So many people struggle that just by believing, all you got to do is believe and accept what Christ has done, and you have an eternal relationship with a loving Father. So many are worried about what they will lose, that they are missing so much. Saved from separation, saved to relationship with the Creator of the universe. Lastly, we need a Saviour so we are good enough. Because we are not good enough on our own. Romans 3:23 says, "For everyone has sinned," everyone has. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, and we're looking at the Saviour this morning, we're looking at Jesus' life. When Jesus was here on earth, he didn't often see eye to eye with the Pharisees. He had difficulties with the Pharisees. He probably felt that they put burdens on the backs of people that they just couldn't carry. He asked them to do things that they themselves wouldn't even do. Added rules and regulations that they themselves wouldn't even follow. And Jesus had an issue with that because he could see people were drained under the weight of what they were being asked to do. And they lived in a sense that if they didn't totally obey every rule, then they couldn't have a relationship with God. And there are many people today who think that it's about rules and regulations, not about relationship. But you know, we can't be good enough by what we do. We can only be good enough by what Christ has done for us. 2 Timothy 1:9 to 10 says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Saviour Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." So we're saved from thinking that we can do it ourselves or self-righteous to being righteous by his righteousness. Knowing we are good enough because of him will help us stop striving. So four things, very quickly. We need a Saviour so we can have eternal life. We need a Saviour so we can have a better life. We need a Saviour so we can have a relationship with the Father. And we need a Saviour because we're not good enough by what we do. We're good enough because of what God has done. And I encourage you today, remember today, as you have Christmas lunch, or spend time with your families, that today represents a powerful, life-changing day in your lives. It may not yet. And if you don't know Christ, I encourage you to get to know him. But at that point in history, it changed the world forever. So remember, when you open presents, that we need a Saviour for many reasons. And be thankful that God sent his own Son, Jesus. And be thankful for the free gift of Jesus this Christmas. Because he died, he sent his Son to die for you and I, that we might have eternal life, relationship with him. Eternal life means forever. And if you haven't got that today, I encourage you to find out a little bit more about Jesus, because you can have eternal life with him. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the songs that we've sung about you. We thank you for the showing of the gifts and the fun of Christmas. We thank you for the time around Christmas lunch and Christmas dinner and celebrations of family over the next couple of days. And I pray that you would be around each and every family represented here. That, Lord, your relationship might be reflected in the relationship that people have with their families. And we just give you thanks for sending your son Jesus so we can have life and life eternally and a better life here on earth. We just give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.